best utilization of furniture. Also that she felt that by rotating the love seats, she wouldn't have to have them covered quite so often, of course. You know, but Reen, my grandmother, oh, fantastic, that she had this beautiful home on way, I think, with the dress. And when I say beautiful, it was not beautiful when you look at it. You think that it was beautiful for its size or the beauty of design or anything like that. It was just beautiful for living in, if you know what I mean. It had a morning porch and an evening porch. In other words, you could have breakfast on one porch, you know, with the sunrise, and supper on the other porch as the sun set. And Reen, my grandmother, bless her soul, that sure enough, during the winter, the heavy orientals went down, heavy furniture, everything. And it was a completely different house. During the summertime, though, so help me God, you would think you'd be living in the tropics up in Thailand. You know, that the heavy rugs came up and matting went down, that it really was like, you know, visiting my grandmother, say the day after she had done a spring cleaning and rearranged the house for the summer. It was like taking a vacation to the tropics or something. Except they didn't have those, you know, ceiling fans that rotate. No little turbaned people sitting in corners, you know, pulling on the puka or anything like that.
You mentioned the chiffon robe. What about upstairs? What other kind of furniture might you have, like the kind of furniture you keep clothes in and so on?
Just closets. There was, when the house was remodeled, well, come to think of it, no one had a walk-in closet in those days.
Would you have separate pieces of furniture for clothes, like?
No, that they were built into the wall.
They were all built into the wall. That's interesting. Uh-huh. Like where you kept underwear and
socks. Oh no, those were all dresses, you know.
Okay. What about? Let me see.
Or chest of drawers. It all depends. See the dresses, you know that. And this is the way I looked at it as a kid. Dresser was something as a kid that I could reach up and get something from the top of. A chest of drawers I couldn't reach the top of.
<That's>
Right, <huh? laughs>
What about let me see, the room where you sleep, we've already touched on that. What do you call that? I think we've already hit this.
What's the bedroom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other words for that you heard that you remember?
Nothing except this pigsty, this mess, you know, things like that, you know. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What about, now this may not have been in your house, I don't know, but maybe in your grandmother's house. Do you ever hear of see a special place sort of in the bedroom or right off the bedroom where maybe the bed would be or where you'd sleep?
Do you mean an alcove sort of arrangement?
Yeah.
No, uh-uh.
Okay. What about the windows? What do you call the things that you would pull down to keep the light out of that?
Oh, you mean the shade?
The shade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right, uh-huh. I thought you were going for sash. You threw me off about the light, but
no, if they're on rollers, okay.